Welcome to a room filled with legends in the 2&M studio. I'm joined by the super pickers, mostly, Sam and Pete. How are we doing?
Mate, not bad yourself.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not too bad. Let's go and have a look at last week, shall we?
Last time, unlock it in.
I don't want to be the guy that just tips the Tigers.
I thought that was going to be your thing this year, mate.
But I'm going to be the guy that's tipping the Tigers today.
Really?
Against the Rabbitohs.
Really?
I think a broken down Rabbitohs. Tigers coming off a big win. I've got a feeling.
Mate, we're going to have a lock-off.
Oh.
I think the Bunnies are going to bounce back to form after, you know, copping a couple of whippings of late.
Right.
I think they're going to bounce back and win by 14.
For my benefit, I can't help but lock in my Canberra Raiders. A couple of things. They have been in excellent form recently.
Mm. Yeah.
Parramatta are up and down. In fact, they're like a bogey par bogey, and they had a par last week, so
they're
due for another bogey. And it's also the last game of the round, so I can sit there and just enjoy all of the football until my tip hopefully comes true.
I just have to say, Souths were specials. And, mate, can you tell us how many points they actually won by? It was a little bit more than 14, was it not?
Yeah, no, it was. I seem to recall the score was 42-18.
Yeah, which is embarrassing
because
the Tigers were leading 12-0 at one point. That was
At halftime it was 18-12, and then I don't know what happened. I went to the game.
I was going to say, I'm sure I saw a social media post of you cheering in the grandstands.
Yeah, I was in the in the members section. Actually, funnily enough, I was sitting right next to Cody Walker's cousin, which was quite nice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, good tipping. Thank you very much for taking the embarrassment away from me.
Thanks.
With the Raiders not getting up last week.
Yeah, I'm yet to win a lock-off. I wonder what it's like.
No, well, I tipped 7 out of the 8 last week. It was only the Raiders who let me down.
Well, it's no bad thing to lose against a team that is good as Parramatta.
Yeah, well,
they're very good.
I've got to say they are good because they beat the Panthers.
Yeah. And we beat Parramatta, so it's kind of like we should be top, really. We should be top dog.
Yeah, that's an interesting argument.
Well, you know what, boys? It's redemption week because you've only got 4 games to choose from.
That's true. You have 4 matches to choose from with this abridged version of the NRL. I'm going to go first this week. I'm going to stay on my bandwagon. I've got to go my Raiders. I actually thought they showed a great deal of heart against Parramatta. And on top of that, the Roosters will be missing Tedesco and Tupu, amongst other things.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm still not happy with the Roosters and the way they're looking at the moment, but the Raiders are.
The other thing is, the Raiders were playing very, very well without Jack Whiten, and now we're without Jack Whiten again.
Yeah, happy days, I'd say.
Yeah, but Jamal Fogarty's back. He's
second game, he'll be strip fitter.
Yeah, he'll be feeling a little bit better.
Yeah,
so.
Well, first half of last week, he was on fire.
Yeah. Yes, so the Raiders locked in for me. Sam, who you got?
Well, I was going to pick the Raiders.
You can double lock.
No, I'm not double locking.
Okay.
That's crazy. So I'm going to go.
You tell me you were going to go the Bulldogs, mate.
I was going to go the Bulldogs.
And then I showed you the Penrith lineup.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go the Bulldogs. I'm going to go out on a limb.
It's medication time.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Okay. They haven't won two in a row ever, I don't think. So
it sounds like it's time to up the medication.
Most definitely.
No, I'm locking them in. I've got a feeling about the Bulldogs, you know. They're riled up. There's a few controversies going around the club. I think they just want to prove themselves.
It's time to get Sam's mum on the phone.
I was out. You definitely get her on the phone. We need to get him sorted out. But look, I was out yesterday and there was a group of people talking about this game.
Yeah.
And one of them said, the Bulldogs, and everyone just started laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, look, my luck in this week.
As I just did. Who you got, Pete?
I'm going to take the $2.55 Titans to defeat the $1.52 Cowboys.
I like that one. I actually felt that good about that one myself as well. The Titans, if ever they stood a chance of winning both halves of a football game, it's this week.
No, but
look, big T now out, of course, for Origin, but look, there's something about the Titans that they're in every game.
And
they've just got to finish out that 80 minutes.
And David Fifita out as well, though.
Which I think is a good thing. They don't have to find some place to wedge him in because I don't think he's actually worth anything to them.
I think a lot of the players probably rest hoping that Fifita will do more than he does.
But exactly.
21-year-old who I think still has a lot to learn of NRL.
All right, legends, thank you very much for that. We will be back next week with a couple of episodes. We're going to lock it in for Origin, then we're going to lock it in for the second half of this round. Thanks again.
No dramas.
Sam, you're going to say goodbye?
Oh, sorry. Thank you.